To gauge how well cities are recovering from the recession, WalletHub looked at things like changes in home value, the poverty rate, and the foreclosure rate. Miami's recovery ranked 18th on the list of 150 cities.
Some of the things that helped Miami is there is a significant inflow of college-educated workers.
This is Odysseus Papadimitriou,
CEO of WalletHub.
And he says Miami had the fifth biggest inflow of college-educated workers, which might sound weird given South Florida's history with so-called brain drain, the idea that Miami's losing its educated young people. Matt Hagman is Miami Program Director at the Knight Foundation, where retaining local talent has become an explicit goal.
We actually have a presentation that includes a slide that talks about the brain drain. I've actually been thinking about, you know, should probably remove that slide.
Because, Hagman says, things seem to be changing.
I really think that the old narrative, at least my own experiences on the ground day to day, I sense a real shift.
But other shifts also helped Miami rank high on the recession recovery list. The growing population and increase in full-time jobs, for instance. The biggest contribution, according to WalletHub, was a drop in crime. Miami had the third biggest drop in violent crime. Pembroke Pines and Fort Lauderdale were 66th and 68th on the recovery list. Hialeah was way down the list at number 106. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.